Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, smooth. The transmission is smooth. Transition is smooth. Monosodium glutamate. Smooth. What Jail Is Like, back on the air. You heard Hot Water Music. Their song was called Rooftops. The album is called No Division.
It's good stuff.
We should really be making mixtapes of all the songs we play. They'd be really eclectic, but I think people would dig on them.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Water Music's good. Named after a Bukowski.
Actually, it's not a novel. It's a bunch of short stories.
Yeah, it doesn't say it's short stories. I was trying to think of a way to put that. Yeah. Collection of short stories.
Little segment coming up right about now, where we let you know what's going on in the community. We give you the details, something to do for the entire long, barren wasteland of a week, during which What Jail Is Like is not around. What Jail Is Like doesn't come back until Sunday night at 10. You need something fun to do. You need some fun in your life, and let's face it, fun is hard to come by in this world, and it's even harder to know what to think about it, given how, well, you know, just how blindingly dumb you are. So what we do here in this segment of What Jail Is Like, we provide a very important service by telling you where to find the fun, what to think about it, tell you all about the super happy fun time, public service announcements.
A little help from Lane Staley on that remix.
Right there at the end.
Right down the end.
Yeah, deflating.
We caught him on a low moment when he wasn't actually flying on smack. And he came in and did the job for us. He came through.
Actually, he just kind of released some bodily gas as he was pretty much...
And we interpreted that as what he wanted to do to the song.
It was good. National Hospice Month. November is National Hospice Month. I keep thinking I'm pronouncing that wrong.
Hospice?
And Carl Hospice. Hospice. Oh, can I go back and start making that joke?
Yeah, start.
No, I don't want to. And Carl Hospice would like you to know that hospice is about courage, hope, and comfort. That's funny. When a person has a limited life expectancy, hospice care emphasizes prolonging the agony no matter how long a person would like to live. Oh, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. Hospice care emphasizes maximizing the quality of life remaining. Holistic care for the body, mind, and spirit is provided for the patient and family by a dedicated team of caregivers. For more information about Carl Hospice and prolonging the agony, please call 877-8555. It's a great service.
Absolutely.
You know, grandma's going to die. Can we put her on some machinery?
Seriously.
Sometimes it's hard to know how to prolong the agony by yourself. You know, I mean, right. Become numb to jabbing needles in your hands, so why not become old?
Ooh, speaker to address burners. Intellectual freedom. Judith Krug from the American Library Association.
I think I should get together with Kimple.
I'm going to deal with the fact that, yeah, this rampant prejudice in society against people named Krug.
Office of Intellectual Freedom. There's actually an Office of Intellectual Freedom. We'll discuss
two people.
We'll discuss public libraries' commitment to intellectual freedom.
You be the president, I'll be the vice president.
Free expression and free access in a program on the Library Bill of Rights. Krug will appear Thursday, November 18th at 7 p.m. in the Champaign Central Library Auditorium. This free presentation is open to the public and registration is not required. You can learn more about the Library Bill of Rights on the American Library Association's website at www.ala.org/work/freedom/lbr.html.
What I don't think she realizes is that intellectuals all over the world are free. It's just her. She's named Edith Krug.
Wouldn't it just be awesome if she just appeared in the Champagne Library? I am Krug.
she's so intellectually free that she's able to manipulate her own matter.
Yes.
Wow.
That's good.
Transubstantiation.
Can you manipulate your own matter in public?
I think in Las Vegas it's perfectly legal.
Just intellectuals and dirty old men.
God, I wish the Krug would appear in our studio.
Ah, boy.
I am Krug.
Well, every time creepy. She opens a howling gate to hell, can only be shut by her.
The Muhammad Seymour Boy Scout Troop 103. So is there 102 other Boy Scout troops?
Yeah, each Boy Scout is its own troop.
No, they were failed attempts at Boy Scout troops. It's like the Apollo missions. We'll just try again. This time it'll be fine. I promise.
Yeah, 20 of the troops get broke down and got lost out in like Rantoul.
Just mysterious children missing.
They will be holding their 18th annual Tummy Warmer Chili Dinner on Saturday, December 4th, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday, December 5th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in downtown Muhammad at the Masonic Lodge. Let me tell you, those Freemasons, they don't warm your tummy with chili. They've got satellites out there, and they fire rays down at you. That's how they warm your tummy, freaking Boy Scouts. This is being held in conjunction with the Downtown Muhammad Christmas Walk. See all the glories of Downtown Muhammad with a Christmas walk. And then, after you're done with that two-minute commitment, go do something else.
Go to the local Burger King.
What I think is phenomenal is the event that follows that, which is the ass-blasting explosive diarrhea fest.
There's really nothing quite like explosive diarrhea coming out of a Boy Scout troop.
Anything with the word ass-blasting in is something you want to be in attendance to.
The dinner will include chili, a hot dog, chips, choice of drink, and dessert.
And a laxative.
As well as mind control.
That's in small print at the bottom.
The small tinfoil men that will be appearing on your doorstep for years afterwards. They're complimentary. There is a charge. Proceeds benefit the Muhammad Seymour Boy Scout Troop 103. So it's not actually benefiting Boy Scout Troop 102, sneaky bastards that they are.
The Champaign Public Library presents Family Science Explorers. Now, I want you to all picture this as an ad in the personal section of a paper.
Okay.
Family Science Explorers. Turn everyday objects into science fun. Discover the forces of nature and learn some science tricks that'll amaze your friends. Now, if that was in the personals,
of a comic book.
Men, no, if it was in Men Seeking Women,
yeah.
You'd know exactly what that meant, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Registration is not required. Central Library Auditorium, November 18th, Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Call 356-3980 for details. Last year, my little sister went to this, and she turned a hairdryer into a bazooka, which was interesting. She discovered the disruptive force of electromagnetic energy when they she had braces.
Yeah.
Which is a force of nature. And as far as science tricks, there's still litigation pending on whether she was old enough to learn that trick.
Yeah.
When they taught it to her, so.
Well, I mean,
but it definitely amazed her friends.
Yeah, she was definitely good at it, so I don't know if that counts at all.
But you gotta support yourself on your way to college.
It's just a job. It's not who you are.
It's not.
Yeah, title does not dictate
it's
behavior.
It's okay, Kelly.
That's right.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, Jesus. Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. That's VITA, for those of you who are snazzy with the acronyms.
VITA, yeah.
Do, do,
let's
do.
Say
do,
yes do, to VITA.
Do, do, do,
it's VITA.
VITA.
It's VITA.
VITA. Gentlemen, tomatoes, tomatoes. We can still live in the same world peacefully.
Let's kill him.
Yes.
I was waiting for my death, but now it's slow and
I was trying to decide how to do it, if I was going to snap your neck or shoot you. Or
black box recording from a plane that went down earlier this week. Value jet. It was quite a thing.
So I flew value jet once. Did you? I really did.
And
scariest.
You're here to toe.
It looked like a Fisher Price plane.
Awesome. There were,
down to the, like,
plastic
the people
propellers.
With it, plastic people with no arms.
We now take you inside the thought processes of the founder of value jet. What do people want out of their jet? Safety? Destination? No, value. Cheapness. All right.
Volunteer income tax assistance. Do you like to help people?
No.
If so.
Who's people? What have they done for me?
If so, the IRS has just the program for you. These two sentences I don't think have ever been joined and married together in any kind of context.
Unless the answer is supposed to be no.
Yeah.
And then the next sentence is breaking poor people's kneecaps for not paying taxes.
No.
Then it makes perfect sense.
So if you like to help people, then the IRS is just the program for you. Through the VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, you can help lower income. That's what it says. You can help lower income. Oh, jeez. I don't want the IRS helping me to lower my income. Quite frankly, that's just a problem that I have. I'm doing just fine lowering my income. Oh, jeez.
They leave a word out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? That proves that the IRS is great with numbers, but crap with words.
Actually, it says you can help lower income, elderly, and non-English speaking people with their tax returns. You can help lower the elderly. Into a tub of water, perhaps.
As if they weren't low enough, given the meaningless fiction that is their aged lives.
Last year, over 2,000 VITA volunteers assisted nearly 71,000 Illinois taxpayers at 375 sites throughout the state.
Did you say meaningless fiction?
Yes.
Okay. That's funny.
You could volunteer either as an individual or an entity. What does that mean?
We're entities. We're celestial That's entities. True.
You can volunteer either as an individual or your local organization may sponsor a site.
Can I myself be a local organization?
Yes. Sites are located right in your neighborhood, in libraries, community centers, and churches. IRS will provide you with the necessary training. It's kind of a creepy sentence.
Here's how you kill a man with a popsicle stick.
Call 217-527-6366 for more information. We take you to a scene of the last people that VITA helped lower their income.
Wow, I really appreciate this, the generosity of what you're doing. So what exactly is it that you're doing for me?
Well, you see, we come into your house.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Home service. I like that a lot.
We steal all the change from your couch.
Okay.
By now, we've already drained all accounts you have, foreign and domestic, of any kind of source of currency, foreign or domestic. And you're completely bankrupt, and we've seen to it that you cannot... apply for bankruptcy.
We've
already alerted
this?
The mob.
Yeah.
They are on their way, even though you have no mob affiliations.
What Agent Slavinsky here is failing to mention is that from this point on, you have no income and therefore don't need to pay taxes.
Well, I guess you guys did a really good job of lowering my income. This is a free service, I hope?
Well, if you call a couple of broken kneecaps free.
Oh.
So as you can see, this is a service that we should all be rushing to the phone to subscribe to.
Cut back to that scene. Ow! How did you break my kneecap a third time? That doesn't make any sense. Ow! Wait a minute, I thought
How many lives is this
two.
Guy?
I don't know, he's kind of a wily spider.
Ow! I'm five.
Cut back.
Yeah, so call the IRS because they've got the program for you if you like to help people.
An annual and regular meeting of the Housing Authority of Champaign County Board of Commissioners will take place on Wednesday, November 17th, 1999 at 7 p.m. at the Housing Authority Administration Building, 205 West Park Avenue in Champaign. Agenda items include the discussion of Resolution 9951, approval of mission statement and goals for achieving the mission of the Housing Authority of Champaign County. This November 17th meeting is open to the public. I don't understand how they're actually having debate over what the mission of the Housing Authority is. I thought it was pretty much get suckers in houses. What?
I don't... some people are debating on whether it's get houses
In suckers.
I was confused, but then, you know, we actually had this recording from the last 30 minutes of the most recent Housing Authority meeting, so let's play this one back.
Is it about the people, or is it about the houses, people? We are the Housing Authority. I think it's about the houses.
Well, I'm thinking that we should be trying to get people in the house.
Well, what good is a house without a door? Where's the door in all this? I'm tired of you people losing the big picture, and that big picture is the door.
Sal, you're always micromanaging, all right? Can't see the forest for the trees, or the house for the door, if you will.
Oh, sure. I bet you'd like to give them houses without doors, wouldn't you?
I want to give them houses first and foremost.
What are they going to do without a doorless house?
Who said anything about doorless houses,
Sal? What about the roaches and termites? Are we securing their future? Are we providing them an ample, adequate environment in which to thrive? I think our priorities are all screwed up, gentlemen.
Well, we better hold an open meeting to the public to get for them. Let them sort it out, what the heck we're supposed to be doing here.
Well, hey, look, we've got $32,000 here in this Housing Authority fund, and I don't know what to do with it. Why don't we just go get some chalupas?
Some hookers, too? Eat the chalupas off the bare ass of a hooker?
Chalupas and hookers it is, boys.
Let's build more houses for old people. That's kind of funny, if nothing else.
Put a lot of stairs in it.
Yeah. So that's the Housing Authority left to themselves, which is why you absolutely need to attend this November 17th meeting, 205 West Park Avenue in Champaign. Anybody have any other ones?
Hell yeah. No, I don't care if they...
I have one.
You got one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think right up there on the window over there, if I'm not mistaken, there's one that I want to look at. Is there one up on the window there that I want to look at?
Don't look at it like that. You weren't a mistake. You were a happy accident. Eric.
That was my sister.
I was
just born out of wedlock.
Yeah.
There's up on the window. Isn't there a PSA I want to read?
Yes, there is.
Well, I can't see it, though, so do you want to read it for me?
Okay. WEFT is co-sponsoring the November 19th concert for the Victim Offender Reconciliation Program, featuring blues artist Delbert McQuinton and fellow artist James McMurtry.
No, Mark, that's not the one he wants.
Oh, okay, you go ahead.
WEFT is co-sponsoring the upcoming Unity Slam at the Illinois Disciples Foundation.
I'm gonna kill you too.
Springfield and Wright, Saturday, November 13th.
Why do you guys have to be so mean to me?
It's a night of words, sound, power, rhythms, beats. Check out your stereotypes.
I hope you
at the door.
I hope you get herpes.
WEFT sessions Monday nights 10 to 11 p.m. live local music. Coming up tomorrow, we got a emo band called Demoted to Hugs.
You're so dead.
I'm just reading the words, baby. So you can check that out here on this very frequency tomorrow night at 10.
Not emo at all.
That's Eric's band. In case you haven't gotten the structure of this joke.
Not emo. It's not a joke. I just didn't want to seem self-serving.
Listen to Eric's band tomorrow 10 p.m. on WEFT. Next WEFT Air Shooter Training Class set for Saturday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the WEFT Studios, 113 North Market Street in Champaign. Class is your first step in getting involved in WEFT and on the air. The fee is $40, free to all current WEFT members at the basic $40 pledge level. Class size is limited, so if you are interested in signing up for the next class Saturday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., call the Airshifter Training Hotline at 359-6545. That's 359-6545. I know we've made a major point of our vast, vast superiority over the rest of, well, everyone. But let me just say that if you've got the sense to be listening to what Jalen's like, you've probably got better sense than the rest of those people. And so I would really love to see you kids running down here to WEFT, getting involved, getting on the air, putting in a proposal, having your own show where you talk about how great what Jalen's like, and do your own thing, because you've got better sense than the rest of them if you're listening to what Jalen's like, and we need you involved.
Hallelujah.
Amen at that. 359-9338 is the phone number, because that's all the PSAs we've got, but that's not all the show we've got. We've got a very, very important, creamy, and fun segment coming up next, a little segment called The Radio Herald.
The Radio Herald is much like a dairy dessert, but a dairy dessert wrapped in a scrumptious cake of lateral thought. You give us a word, a phrase, a sentence, preferably a word, and a plain word. Shoe. Don't give us shoe, because then you're a smartass. But something along the lines of shoe. And we take that, and from that, we extrapolate not only the golden cake of the Twinkie, but the dairy, delicious cream filling as well. That's about it.
Dare we say dairy?
dairy, air.
So 359-933 is the phone
dairy
number
air.
At which you can submit a word, a phrase, and help determine the course of what Jalen's like over the next 25 minutes. Hop aboard 359-9338.